Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Kate Olson, and anybody who knows Kate knows what we're going to be talking about this morning. Good morning to you, Kate.
Good morning, LaVon.
So Sunday was preparation day for the Cass County Fair, and of course you've been preparing in many ways for a long time, but tomorrow is when it officially begins.
Yes. Yeah, so and actually Sunday was a new date for preparation. We usually kind of do that on Wednesday after the static exhibits are judged. But, well, number one, it's supposed to be very hot on Wednesday.
Oh, yes.
and number two, we just kind of got some feedback from families that made Wednesday for a pretty long day between static judging and then getting back to the fairgrounds to set up and then needing to get livestock ready for check-in on Thursday morning. So we had a great turnout for our fair setup on Sunday. The weather cooperated a little bit more than it's looking like it's going to on Sunday. And it was kind of fun to get in that fair feeling a little bit earlier. Kids can kind of get used to being on the grounds, get excited. You know, I know my kids went home and they're like, we're going to finish our fair write-up. So it's like, sweet, let's do it.
Yes.
So getting kids excited for the fair. And then that gives the fair board a little time to do some of the last finishing touches on the grounds as well. Once everything's 90% set up, you know, the barns get all cleaned out, then the fire department does a great job of helping us out by coming in and washing out some of the barns so everything's all ready to go.
Yeah, it's people who just come to the fair, and that's good when they come to the fair, have no clue, I think, of all of the work that's gone on actually for months, but especially on that day, of all the cooperation it takes of parents and 4-H'ers and the community, and you mentioned the firemen. So many people in the community work together to put the fair together.
Absolutely. I don't think it would be an exaggeration to say we had hundreds and hundreds of, 4-H and FFA members, their parents, leaders, advisors, our superintendent, volunteers. It's amazing how quickly you can set up 6 barns worth of gates, the entire community center. I mean, a lot of people, you know, probably don't know or realize most of the things that are used, gates and things like that for fair are, you know, stored in a very small, compact area. Mm-hmm. So everything that's on display up in the community center lives in our poultry barn in the off season. So that was, you know, trucks and trailers full of kids moving large shelves and display units and all of the trash cans that go out through the entire fairgrounds. All of the bleachers get set, all of the gates and runs and pens get set, and all of that to set the entire fairgrounds took just over 2 hours.
Wow,
so you have that
amazing.
Many hands. So yeah. It's kind of amazing.
It's amazing. And you know what will be amazing is at the very end, it goes away just as quickly.
Just as quickly, because, at that point, they know what they're doing. They know where it goes, and they're still excited to be helping with the fair.
and I think there is some special excitement this year, having done something completely different last year, and now it's kind of, I'm not going to say back to normal, because I'm not sure what normal is, but back to people coming and having crowds there for the shows and all those kinds of things. So there's a few changes, just, you know, there's changes every year, but perhaps a few more this year. And so I thought we might highlight some of those so that folks aren't completely surprised by those. And I guess the first one that I wanted to mention is the food sale.
Yes. So over the past several years, notwithstanding 2020, we've tried to really kind of make Thursday evening a big fair kickoff event. We want everybody to come out and be as involved as they can. So several years ago, we used to not open the community 4-H building for exhibits until Friday morning. We had a lot of feedback from folks that they were excited about the fair, so we open that at 5 p.m. on Thursday now, so everybody can come in and see the exhibits for the first time, see what's going to State Fair. And now this year, we are also adding our food sale to that Thursday evening opening at 5 o'clock. So in previous years, many folks probably are not aware, all of the food and nutrition exhibits that come to fair are actually offered for sale. In previous years, they have been sort of offered for sale on a first-come, first-served basis as things sort of trickle out of exhibit judging throughout the day on Wednesday. This year, we really wanted to help share some of those projects with the public, so we'll be holding all of those back in the kitchen on Wednesday, and then they will all be offered for sale on Thursday evening at 5 o'clock. So as soon as folks walk in the community center, they'll be able to check out a number of things right there in the foyer. We'll have some great displays about the 4-H program here in Cass County. We'll have a special display by our Washington GEM 4-H Club that is celebrating 100 years of being a club this year. And we have the food sale will be right there in the foyer, and then we will have all of our King and Queen contestants on display with their photos as well. So lots of things to look at when you go into the building, even before you get into the building. And then again, once we get further into the building, all of our static exhibits, Clover Kids exhibits, and we will also have a new contest on display in table setting in the building.
Good. Let's talk a little more about that. Although I want to throw in here, since you mentioned King and Queen, that is the contest night also on Thursday night.
Yes, so that kind of goes back to making Thursday really about kicking off the fair. So, yeah, at 5 o'clock, the food stand actually opens before then. So we encourage folks to come out for lunch or breakfast, lunch, or dinner throughout the day on Thursday, as that's really when it kicks off. But a lot of folks enjoy having their first fair dinner out here on Thursday evening. Walk up and check out the building when it opens at 5 o'clock. You know, the garden out here at the top of the hill that is maintained by our master gardeners, that will be the setting for our King and Queen contest again this year. So Little Miss and Mister will be crowned beginning at 7, and King and Queen contest kicks off at 7:30. And then we have our 4-H awards program as the intermission of the King and Queen contest. So a full night of events and activities to keep you busy here on the fairgrounds
for
Thursday.
Sure. And by evening, sometimes a little breeze comes up. Who knows? And mentioning food stand, I'm thinking, you know, people are going to say, oh, I don't know if I want to do that. Well, if nothing else, choose morning. The mornings have been lovely, even on the hot days. So make your choice and come on out to the food stand. So let's go back to the table setting contest. That's new.
That is new, yes. Several counties around us have started doing the table setting contest over the past several years. They've kind of rearranged some of our service areas here in Extension for youth specialists and administration, and a lot of those youth staff have gotten together, and now we are offering pretty much consistently region-wide a table setting event where our youth then can advance to a regional contest, and because of the beautiful space we have here, the regional contest is also actually happening here in Cass County at the week after fair. But here at Cass County, if people stop in, the table setting was actually pre-judged a week before fair, but when you come in, you'll see a special area dedicated to the table setting contest. We had 15 different entries this year, so they can enter by different age groups. And they also can choose if they want to set a formal table or an informal table. So in order to enter the table setting contest, they have to put together a full place setting, including a centerpiece and a menu based on food groups and the My Plate model to make sure all of the food groups are included. So for some of our formal settings, many of them included multiple courses, multiple seatings, things like that. So, and then they also have to come up with a theme and dress appropriately. So we had some do a garden party, a picnic, so they dressed in fun summer wear. We had some do more formal, like a tea party or a formal meal, and so then they were more formally dressed. So you'll be able to see as you come in, we'll have photographs of a close-up of the table setting itself. We'll have a photo of the youth standing with their table, so you can see the whole picture of the centerpiece and the outfit that went with that theme. And then we will also have their menu featured and on display so you can see what they were serving with that particular table setting.
Well, Kate, I'm sure there's some other new things, new timing. And so what's the best place, the best ways for people to check out the schedule for the Cass County Fair?
Okay, so we will have posters all around the fair. There are also pre-fair schedules posted in the News Telegraph special that went out, so a full fair schedule is there. If you are online, we encourage you to check out the fair schedule and poster is on the Cass County Extension website. There's a big fair tab right as you open the website. You can also follow the Cass County Fair on Facebook or Instagram. They'll be doing daily posts about what's happening at the fair and the timing and placement of all of those events. So yes, there's lots of fun things happening at fair, several new evening and entertainment activities that we encourage people to check out. Definitely something going on every day, pretty much every hour, to keep someone interested if they would like to come out and be at the fair. And we encourage them to do that.
You bet. Lots of things happening. And we want to thank you very much, Kate, for informing us of some of these new things. And we'll hope to see you at the fair.
Sounds good. Thank you.
All right. Until next time, happy Cass County Fairing.